I'm Dan Bross with news. The National Park Service has softened its stance on access to private land inside parks. The agency is making a second attempt at developing guidelines for motorized routes across public land. Park residents objected to an initial proposal issued last year that called for access permit fees, environmental review charges, and rent payments. They said the requirements violated the adequate and feasible access guaranteed by the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. Park Service spokesman John Quinley says the new draft regulations don't include most of the fees.
We have proposed that existing access or proposed access that would only require an environmental assessment, which is a less intense look at the proposed use of public land, that be free to the landowner, and that we would not charge any rental fee for their use of public land.
Quinley says landowners proposing major access construction projects would still have to pay for costly environmental impact statements as required by federal law. The new rules also extend the maximum time for motorized surface access permits from 10 to 30 years. Quinley says the time was upped based on public feedback.
30 years seemed like about as far as we could go, but would give landowners a much longer duration. You know, if they were going to a mortgage company, a lending company, to get financing to build a house, those institutions would be assured that what they're lending money on indeed has access across public lands for the life of the loan.
Wrangell-St. Elias National Park has the largest concentration of private property among Alaska parks, and inholders there have battled the agency over access since the park was created by ANILCA back in 1980. McCarthy area resident and business owner Rick Kenyon applauds the changes made to the proposed regulations, but says inholders have a fundamentally different vision of what guaranteed access is.
A document that would be in perpetuity that would attach to the land. And that didn't happen. It's still a permit. It's up to a 30-year permit, and it's not attached to the land. It's granted to individual inholders. So I think there's still quite a ways to go, but we're grateful for the progress we've seen.
Kenyon is hopeful in light of the vastly improved relations between Wrangell-St. Elias residents and the Park Service. Kenyon says there was a major difference in the perspectives of former Superintendent Gary Candelaria, who battled the Pilgrim family and others over access, and that of his replacement, Jed Davis, who died unexpectedly of cancer this spring.
Jed brought the attitude of, we want you people there. We see McCarthy and Kennicott as an asset, the community as an asset, rather than we felt, at least, that the former superintendent saw us all as problems to be dealt with.
The National Park Service has not named a permanent replacement for Davis at Wrangell-St. Elias, but Kenyon is optimistic that his culture of respect and cooperation will continue to help the access issue. The proposed National Park Service regulations are out for public comment through May 27th. A final version of the Inholders Access Guide is expected to be issued in the fall.